How can two coins, tossed over and over again, each land with both facing the same side up every single time? Everyone knows that a coin tossed over here can't determine the result of a coin tossed over there. Physicists have a name for this: the principle of locality. An object's state depends solely on its immediate local environment. But what if someone told you that on the scale of atoms and elementary particles, this is no longer true? That in quantum mechanics, locality no longer holds sway? This very question pitted two of the most brilliant minds of 20th century physics, Albert Einstein and Niels Bohr, against each other in a decades-long debate, centered on a strange phenomena in which objects seem to be magically linked. A phenomena known as quantum entanglement.
Once upon a time, there was a pair of pants. They were an essential kind of pants. Jeans, naturally. Blue, but not that stiff, new blue that you see so often on the first day of school. They were a soft, changeable blue with a little extra fading at the knees and the seat, and white wavelets at the cuffs. They'd had a good life before us. You could just tell. I guess a thrift shop is like the pound in some ways. Whatever you get there owes a lot to its previous owners. Our pants weren't like the neurotic puppy whose parents left it alone, barking itself hoarse from morning till night. They were more like the grown-up dog whose family loved it but had to move to an apartment building. Or maybe to Korea. Is it Korea where people sometimes eat dogs? I could tell the pants hadn't come to our lives because of tragedy. They'd just witnessed one of those regular but painful life transitions. That, it turns out, is the way of the pants.